and Disney not embroiled themselves in prolonged and contentious litigation, first over Jeffrey Katzenberg's bonus, and then over the hiring and firing of Michael Ovitz. Many of these written materials were introduced as evidence and read into the record at trial and in depositions. My sources for much of the narrative describing Katzenberg's career at Disney and his relationship with Eisner are the transcripts of testimony and the exhibits in Jeffrey Katzenberg versus the Walt Disney Company, case number BC147864, in the Superior Court of the State of California, Los Angeles. These include many of the notes taken by author Tony Schwartz, which played such an important role in the trial. An even more voluminous record has been compiled in Re the Walt Disney Company, Derivative Litigation, Consolidated Action Number 15452, which was pending in the Delaware Court of Chancery as this book went to press. Thanks to the rulings of Chancellor William B. Chandler III, whose opinions consistently recognized the high level of public interest in Disney's conduct, as well as the First Amendment guarantee of public access to court proceedings, I was able to review tens of thousands of pages of deposition testimony, trial testimony, and related exhibits, which exhaustively explored the hiring and firing of Ovitz, as well as other events at Disney during the period. I have quoted extensively from these materials, as indicated in the text. Whatever the outcome of the case, credit belongs to Stephen Shulman, the lead lawyer for the plaintiffs, and his colleagues at the firm of Milberg, Weiss, Burchard, and Shulman, for diligently pursuing a case against formidable odds that is likely to set new standards for corporate governance. Jennifer Hirsch, also of Milberg Weiss, provided invaluable assistance in helping me gain access to these materials. I am also grateful to Martha Rainbolt, Andrea Sununu, and Cynthia Cornell, members of the DePauw University Department of English, for their guidance in comparing Eisner to characters in Shakespeare. The book would not be what it is without the unstinting cooperation of many people with first-hand knowledge of events at Disney over the past 20 years. Some of these people are or were employed at Disney and spoke to me at considerable risk to their careers, especially given Disney's reputation for vindictiveness and litigiousness. Many of these people spoke on a not-for-attribution basis. Others were on the record. An advantage of using a narrative approach is that none of these sources are identified. Nearly all the quotes taken directly from my interviews and attributed to the speaker are those from Eisner. Otherwise, to identify some sources and not others would simply invite speculation, by process of elimination, about who was or wasn't a source. As part of the narrative, I have included passages of dialogue. Dialogue, what words were said, is a fact like any other. It is not necessarily a quotation from an interview with me, and I would discourage readers from inferring that one or both of the speakers is a direct source. Especially in today's world of instant communication, it is sometimes amazing how many people turn out to be privy to what others may assume is a private conversation. Many of the conversations reported in this book either took place before an audience or became known to a wide circle of people, often within minutes of their taking place. Many of these conversations were the subjects of testimony. In a few cases, other people were listening in on speakerphones, extensions, or overheard conversations without one or both